It's the 22nd of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Bedfordshire MP was engaged in a lively exchange with the Minister of State for Transport over the East-West Rail project, which will connect Oxford to Cambridge through Bedford. The MP for North Bedfordshire, Richard Fuller, commented to Hugh Merriman that the cost to the taxpayer would be enormous, while landowners and developers would be the major beneficiaries. Mr. Merriman replied that the rail scheme is necessary for providing a workforce to both Oxford and Cambridge so that the region can remain competitive in the global marketplace. EWR will be hosting a community drop-in event on Friday the 24th of May between 2 and 7pm at the Marston Mortain Community Centre. Last Sunday's 2-4 Luton Town loss to Fulham at Kenilworth Road has led to the football club's relegation from the Premier League. Hatters manager Rob Edwards applauded his team's effort, saying they showed their true colours this season and were a special club. Following the revamp of Area Park tennis courts, residents are less than enthusiastic about the new fees being charged for usage. Refurbishment took place at Southfields in Kempston and in Bedford at Mosbury, Russell, Allen and Bedford Parks at a cost of £370,000. Bedford Borough Council will now charge £6 an hour or £40 a year for use, which they say will cover maintenance costs. Many have complained that the lack of free access will be a deterrent to the poor and those seeking a healthier lifestyle through participation in the sport. Real Bedford Ladies have defeated Wroxham 4-2 at Newmarket Town to win the Eastern Region Women's Football League Cup final. The victory marks the third league win in a row for the team. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.